This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, folks. Thank you for that. We do appreciate that. A question I've had in my head from the first moment I heard about El Paso. And I just had a pit in my stomach about El Paso. I was just there. Literally just drove by this mall on the way to the airport in the last, less than a week before. Exactly a week before, actually. Flew out last Saturday and came home after visiting the We Build the Wall event down there. So, I come back to the question I always come back to, because we tend to go to solutions right away, and we are today, and that's fine. With solutions are necessary too, but I always ask the question, why? It's impossible not to say, what motivates somebody to do something like this? Why do they do this? Why? What's the why in this? And really, the answer is unknowable, right? You can't really know, but we know that if you do it, you have a level of hate in you, a level of sickness in you, that means your heart is ice cold. It's ice cold. So, rather simplistically, I say, how about we figure out a way to thaw some hearts? So how would you thaw a heart? You're not going to thaw a heart with a red flag law. You're not going to thaw a heart with new laws or the Department of Justice this or local authorities that, right? I don't think so. What's the one thing that can thaw a heart? God. If you are a fan of the good book as I am, Matthew 19:26 says very simply, with God, all things are possible. Right? Remember Robert Schuller used to end every television cast with God loves you and so do I. If someone knows they are loved, there's a fighting chance at thawing that heart. If a mom sees a son disturbed beyond belief, what do I do about it? What's the one thing she could do that we know could begin to bring about that healing? Pray. Could she take him to the doctor? Absolutely. But maybe, through prayer, she's going to say, you know what? He needs some different friends. I'm going to get him out of here. We need to move. You start coming up with solutions then. Well, so when I heard Beto O'Rourke this weekend say, prayers aren't enough, I want to think, you punk, you rush down to El Paso to try and resuscitate your failing presidential campaign. And then you have the audacity to say prayers aren't enough and that Donald Trump's to blame. You make me sick. Listen to what he said here. You can't even make it up.
That I've heard from the El Paso Police Department, where they say there are strong indications that this shooter wrote that manifesto and that this was inspired by his hatred of people here in this community.
Oh, yeah. So that
is another one.
By the way,
we've had a rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years during an administration where you have a president who's called Mexicans rapists and criminals. Though Mexican immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than those born here in the country, he has tried to make us afraid of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By the way, the president said illegal immigrants. He didn't say Mexicans were the problem. Again, he's talking about crime that happens. Ask yourself, if you lose Beto, a family member, to a murder committed by someone who has safe haven because of horrible, ridiculous laws, if you wouldn't be a little mad. Sanctuary City. They broke the law. Of course you would. But, irritates me. But that's my why. I want yours, too. So back to the phones here, and the folks have been waiting to weigh in. We're going to keep going until we talk to all of you today on what's on your mind. Rick in South Fargo is number two. Dale in Mandan is next because he's been waiting the longest. So Dale in Mandan, Rick in South Fargo, Jacob in Fargo, Glenn in Fargo, David, you're behind that. So here you go. Let's roll. Dale, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just curious to know what the percentage of these certain people, you might say, that causes these crimes. We can't keep changing for a few. Every time we turn around, something goes on and we have to change our laws just for a few people. If you take the guns away from them, I don't think that's going to solve the problem. If they want to do it, they're going to get a gun somewhere. They're going to do it. If taking them away from them isn't going to stop them.
Now, there's a very good point there. I mean, a very good point there. That, you know, even everything that's proposed here, someone bent on doing this is still going to do it. Now, can you reduce some? I don't know, but I agree with you. If your heart is so frozen, it's stone cold, then you know what? You're going to do this like Timothy McVeigh with a truck full of fertilizer, right? You're going to do it with a knife, like the guy. Where was the one recently with two knives and the?
That was in China.
Yeah,
but that was terrible.
Killed how many people?
Oh, a classroom full of kids.
Yeah. Just two disgusting.
Taped to his hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just pulling out a steak knife and going to, you know, it's ridiculous. So I'm with you there. What's the answer, Dale? What do you think the answer is?
I have no clue. I wish that was that great.
You don't know.
I can't do that. All I know is we can't keep doing it.
I'll
give you an example. Going into the courthouses now, into the bigger cities especially, you got metal detectors, you got sheriffs and stuff in there. You change that for them for what a few people did. It's costing the counties and states oodles of money for something that probably will never happen, you know? And
you're
I don't think that's right.
You're right. Do you think prayer is an answer? I mean, whenever I can't figure things out, when I'm twisting myself into knots, there's a place I can get some answers. I mean, look, the founding fathers of this country, who had the inspiration for the idea, the genius that is America, relied on faith. Okay, it's the basis of the founding of this country. And I don't know about you, but all around me, I just see us getting further and further away from that grounding of our founding fathers. You know, if we see this happening and say, what is going on, and turn to prayer, do you think that has a chance to thaw some hearts?
Well, you believe in the Bible, I agree. The Bible was wrote to help curb all crime.
You bet it was. It's a roadmap. It's a 100% roadmap. You're exactly right. Glenn in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't think anything is going to improve until we drain the swamp. And I, like the previous callers, wouldn't be able to support any sort of red flag laws. You can't get the swamp to do anything.
I'm sorry, Glenn. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there's a real scratchy...
Can you hear me now?
Hang on a second here. We're going to put you on hold, and Daniel, we'll see if we can get that to improve, okay? Hang on one sec. Jacob, Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Scott, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I wanted to say thanks for the MyPillow. Love the thing. Sleep better every day because of it.
Oh, God bless you. I've not known any one of our listeners that didn't get a MyPillow in one contest or another that didn't come out loving that product. So we appreciate that very much. And now you can buy it at the lowest price ever offered on TV or radio. For $69.98, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So check it out. Thank you, Jacob.
It's a good deal. So to get to my point, as a disabled vet, I know one of the other callers mentioned it, as a combat vet, what's going to stop them from taking away every gun from every service member that's ever served in combat? Second point.
Me.
That
this audience.
Yes.
Common sense members of Congress. Yeah.
We're going to have to. That Patrick Crassius kid, disillusioned youth is part of the problem in America. We need to start reaching out to our youth more and coaching and mentoring them. And, I mean, we had Big Brother programs and stuff when I was a kid. I know they're still around. It's just people aren't doing them as much. When you see a troubled youth, you should feel like it's your responsibility as a better, older, more mature person to step in and help that person. That Patrick Crassius kid, he was... he was listed as a Democratic Socialist Anti-Fascist supporter before his profile got changed on MyLife.com. Why isn't anybody talking about that point, or the point that maybe he did this because so many people are attacking non-people of color, saying that they're racist and saying that they hate everybody else, and maybe he was doing that just to prove a point? Or the guy in Dayton, he bought body armor. What do you need body armor for if you're not planning on doing something? Why aren't there flag laws with body armor purchases? I mean, if you're buying a gun, you're buying lots of ammo, and then all of a sudden you're buying body armor, there's kind of a clue there that somebody might be planning on doing something that's not exactly right.
You know, I thought it was interesting the president talked about the internet radicalizing disturbed minds. And the internet also is the place we can buy anything, right? So, you know, nobody walks into the local hardware store and say, I'd like some body armor, please. You know, I mean, they're getting it in nefarious places. And again, are you going to stop all that? How are you going to stop all that? All good points, Jacobs. Thanks. Ron and Tolna, Jim and Cavalier, David, coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour back on What's On Your Mind. Full bank of calls going to get to all of you. Want your take on whatever you want to bring today related to this incident or anything. That's why it's called What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. But I have a question. Who would you rather have be commander-in-chief? Who would you rather have be president of the United States? This, you know, what can I fairly Howdy
Nimrod?
Howdy Doody? I can't quite place him here. He's like, Wally on Leave It to Beaver. Or maybe he's the Beav. He looks a little more like the Beav.
Anyway, it's the Beav.
Yeah, so you want the Beav as president saying this stuff? Listen.
When you have, case after case of racial rhetoric coming out of the White House, and then when you have an actual incident of white nationalist terrorism like the killing in Charlottesville, related to people saying Jews will not replace us, and the president saying you got very fine people there, of course this is part of a climate where people who are in the grip of this hateful extremist ideology feel validated, and they feel validated from all the way at the top, and that is part of our problem.
Disgusting. You are part of the problem, Pete Buttigieg. You are part of the problem with that disgusting, by the way, complete, total lie about the president and the situation in Virginia. Complete lie, as we pointed out earlier. Distorting that, continuing to distort that. President was talking about people on both sides of the issue of whether or not the statue should be removed. Not about what happened in the park. This is what they do. And racist rhetoric out of the White House. What is their rhetoric? Listen, if I was a fan of the Democratic field, I'd want to kill the president. I'd want to go out and shoot him, just listening to them. What kind of dangerous rhetoric are they spewing around about the president of the United States? Very interesting. So that's your choice. You want him as president or you want this guy?
America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer. And we vow to act with urgent resolve.
President Trump, with, I thought, a perfect tone today and also some interesting ideas to consider, which we're talking about here. All right, let's see who's next. Ron and Tulna, 2580550, go.
Yeah, I think I'll give a layman's perspective on these young shooters here. I think most of them, it's a case of they don't relate to the young ladies that well. They're mad at the world, and this white nationalist mentality kind of fits in with that, that it is me against the world. I think that's more of a symptom than a cause. I think Freud would have had a field day with this here. So just thought I'd run that by see what you thought about that, because that's the commonality there. These young men, 19 to 25 or whatever, the females are pretty important to a young man at that age. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the analysis, Jesse in Powers Lake. Go ahead, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a point. I agree with the guy earlier that said he wouldn't ever support a red flag law just because you don't know to what extreme it's going to happen. Maybe something needs to happen, but I just wanted to bring up a point that, the left, they're always the biggest advocates for pro-choice. So if it's really about the people and the death, then why aren't we fighting against a trigger that's being pulled on the unborn? There was almost 700,000 abortions last year, and we're not talking about that.
It's very good. It's a very good point. I posted on Facebook this weekend that we might need to remind some of these critics of the president that their impassioned defense of abortion has led to the death of 19 million black babies since 1973. Wrap your mind around that, Jesse. 19 million black babies. Okay? Is that racist? Who was one of the bigger funders? Who's one of the bigger funders of Democratic campaigns? Planned Parenthood. You know Planned Parenthood was funded by Margaret Sanger, a proud eugenist and racist, who, by the way, has a manifesto herself in which she talks about birth control to create a race of thoroughbreds. Does that not make you want to lose your breakfast? It's disgusting. And these people worship at the altar of Planned Parenthood and Roe versus Wade that allows the legal killing of children, of which there have been over 60 million in total, one-third of which are young African-American babies. You couldn't be more right, Jesse.
And I just wanted to comment on the Chicago. A guy mentioned Chicago. And, you know, if we are going to roll out a law, maybe we try it there first, because it seems like all the laws that they've made in that city aren't working either, as far as gun control is concerned.
No kidding. What they're trying isn't working. You're exactly right. All good points, Jesse. Thanks so much. Our friend from San Francisco, David, is here. Every once in a while, we get someone from the left coast to join us on the program and weigh in. And, David, you got the spot today. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks, Scott. I got to express sympathy for those people that are going. I mean, this is just awful, you know. And, it's interesting because when you think about the market forces way of dealing with the Second Amendment, like the Second Amendment says that the people have the right to a well-regulated militia, you know, to keep them safe, right? A well-regulated militia. Now, would that have an insurance policy on it? You know, if this kid just goes down to the store and buys some body armor and buys some guns, buys a whole bunch of ammo and bunch of big clips, and does he have an insurance policy on that? Is he paying into an insurance policy? Has any gun owner in America got an insurance policy on all of these? Or is this just a coup in the works? You know, somebody is buying guns as fast as they can so they can get a coup going. I mean, to me, that's obvious. It's been happening ever since goddamn Reagan and Oliver North and some of the worst of those creeps. But, you know, this idea that America is undergoing a coup and the so-called market forces crowd can't even get an insurance policy going on that.
Yeah, you've completely lost me on your insurance policy. I have no idea where you're, you know.
What's a well-regulated militia? You know, a well-regulated militia. Do you want just a whole bunch of dopes walking up and down the street with a bunch of guns and laughing and carrying on?
David, are you aware there are 270 million guns in this country? There are 300 million people. If guns were to blame, we'd have bloodshed in every street corner of every community nationwide. Guns aren't the problem. Guns are not the problem.
Well, a coup's in the works. Oh, by the way, you were wondering about how to deal with the thought.
Well, when you say a coup's in the works, I don't think a coup's in the works, but I think the idea that a government could tell people you can't own guns, you know how that's been used in the past. We don't have to do a history lesson here, do we?
Well, you remember getting rid of the thaw or dealing with the thaw? You got to open up the ICE prisons.
All right, I this must be a San Francisco thing, because you're talking San Francisco and I'm talking North Dakota. I have the thaw. You know what needs the thaw? Stone cold hearts. That's what needs the thaw. You know what could do that? Something San Francisco could use a little more of, too. God, that's how. All right, back to your calls. Dumont, Minnesota might make more sense than San Francisco.
That's right. Very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
"Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism.
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick. GMC.com, although if you pop into Schwann, Cadillac.com, same building. Just a little bit more geared to Cadillacs, including the new XT6. Did a Facebook Live with that thing, and I love what Motor Trend says. It's out-escalating the Escalade. That means the bar got set high, and it's jumping over it. Check it out, Schwann, Cadillac.com.
This weekend, somebody sent a text saying, you know, I thought of your Be the Buffalo award that you're doing for Oasis Petroleum. When I saw the news coverage of what was happening in El Paso, when people are running out of this mall and law enforcement officers are running into the mall. It's exactly right. That's what the Be the Buffalo spirit is. In the case of Oasis Petroleum, good times, bad times, oil price up, oil price down, no matter what, just into the storm and growing and growing and growing. Now one of the top oil producers in North Dakota, which is why they're celebrating that Be the Buffalo spirit. So if you see somebody that demonstrates that in whatever they do, it could be a farmer, neighbor that just, you know, no matter what's thrown at them, just comes up off the mat, whatever. We want to celebrate that in every corner of North Dakota. Let us know. We have a 24-7 hotline to tell us about it, 855-200-1776. All right, I'm going to go into the lightning round here, so we're going to get everybody in. Just get to your best, give me your best, you know, 30, 45 seconds a minute on your comment, and we'll get all of you in. Dumont, Minnesota, I'm counting on Dumont and Kevin to bring us up from David in San Francisco. Kevin, are you up to the task?
Yep. I've just got one comment. Instead of trying to put a Band-Aid on it, I mean, that's like we need to take care of the shooters and take them out, put them in jail and all that. But my idea is, why not use education and start with the Ten Commandments? Don't kill. Don't steal. There's only 10. And if we followed that, we'd have a lot less trouble. And that's my take.
Do you think, Kevin, that by removing the Ten Commandments from schools?
No.
I'm
Ten
asking.
Commandments, they need to be taught.
I get you. You're saying make them part of the curriculum. I'm asking you, do you think removing them is part of the reason we have mass shootings?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's as plausible a reason as anything else.
it's so obvious to me when you don't teach people that you don't kill, you don't steal, You need to honor your father and mother and people in authority. If you don't teach that, this is what you get. This is a bunch of goofs.
Appreciate your call very much. Thanks for listening. Chris is on the road. You're next, Chris. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick.
You said it before. I'll reiterate it. It is a crisis of the heart. We need gone back in the schools, and both the left and the right are to blame on this one. The El Paso shooter was a Trump supporter. The Dayton shooter was Elizabeth Warren supporter. Both sides need to cool the rhetoric. The media needs to cool its rhetoric. And I say eliminate top targets. And if it is a firearm-free zone, there better be armed security there. But the more guns there are, the less crime there is going to be. I'll hang up unless you reply. Thank you.
It's proven every time. It's proven every time. Interesting take on soft targets. If, in fact, it's a gun-free zone mandate to have armed security there. You know, it's interesting. In Dayton, they actually had that shooter had a bullet in him within a minute. I mean, he still killed as many people as he did. What was it, number 9? But he was taken down within a minute. Think about that. Wow. No, and I don't hear his, the blame game is stupid. You don't blame anybody but the person that actually has in it in their heart to kill somebody. But it is amazing how the blame only goes one way. Las Vegas. You had a guy that hated Trump, hated people that supported Trump, and said, I'm going to go find a country music show where there's a bunch of Trump lovers, and I'm going to shoot him. And he did. Now, should all of the hateful anti-Trump rhetoric been blamed for that? No. But when the shoe's on the other foot, they love to use that. I hope every one of these presidential candidates that does this just circles the toilet. It's just ridiculous. They have no basis to be in public service. Jim and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, Congress was supposed to pass that law for Lake Erie, and they never did. More people are carrying, like Brother Paul has said. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm having a tough time hearing you, Jim, but I heard you say something about Congress was supposed to pass what law?
That right to carry, and every state would be you could carry in every state. And another thing is that those video games are people, those young people watch that, and they just kill, mow down all kinds of people. Pretty soon it's offensive. It's just something to do, I think.
Here's the deal on video games. I mean, the president brought that up. That was number, 2 on his list. Stop the glorification of massacre and, of violence. And in my mind, again, it goes back to a crisis of the heart. And if the heart is such that you can watch a video game and then spiral down and say, I want to do that myself, the problem isn't the video game. The problem is the heart. How many people watch video games, engage in these crazy shoot this person, shoot that person, and then don't go end up, wanting to kill somebody? I think it's going to be 99-1. So, I think there's a bigger issue there, in my mind.
And another thing is a lot of fathers not involved or don't know who their father is. They have no mentors in that part of it too.
Very, very true. It happens to all families, but, the amount of single-parent families, the amount of dads checked out, I think it's got to be an impact, no doubt about it.
One last thing. How much influence do you think Dianne Feinstein is having on the Trump trade war with China? I think it's big. I think her big nose and her husband are on there telling him, don't deal with him. Lincoln's going to be, he won't be elected again.
Oh, there's lots of that going on, just like John Kerry was doing that with the situation with Iran. That's how the left plays. There's no doubt about that. Steve Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's a really challenging deal, and they throw out all these ideas again and again. And, on paper, in theory, does this red flag law have some merit? I guess there are probably some people that you could truly identify. The challenge is, who does that? How is that process handled? And if we reflect on the most recent actions of our, highest law enforcement officials, including the FBI, the CIA, the National Intelligence Agency, and a few other ones, they were conspiring against U.S. citizens and the president-elect and a candidate and the president of the United States to try and take him down. So those are the highest law enforcement agencies in the country and the highest ranking people inside of our intelligence agencies. and they're going after our president, and you want a law that allows them to go after individuals or anyone to go after individual citizens, I don't know. Where's the checks and balances?
That would be, to me, the whole thing. Because people today have called and said, I will never, ever support red flag laws, and I'll never vote for anybody who supports them for that very reason. So, in other words, they don't trust that they wouldn't be used the wrong way. They may trust the people that are proposing them for the right reasons, but they don't trust how they'll be used. So, to me, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
You take the media, they're useless. It is not debatable what happened with the CIA, FBI, and all these people against the Trump campaign. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. If it wasn't for you and Sean Hannity and others, no one would know about it. We might finally get some indictments and I don't know about convictions because you got to go to a jury. But the mainstream media simply will not report that corruption because it does not fit their narrative, which is liberal everything and get rid of Trump. That's a sad, sad state of affairs. It really is.
It's why they have an approval rating of 13%. I mean, President Trump has done that well. He has elevated the awareness of how corrupt the mainstream media is. Corrupt is not used loosely there. It is 100%, and it is a tool and an ally of the left because of their ideological match. No doubt about it. I happen to think at some point there's going to be a tipping point where you're just going to redo media, and maybe we need some restarts here, right? The caller earlier that said, "How about 10 Commandments as the basis of our curriculum in schools?" It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Bring on the arguments against that. I want to hear them. Michael and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Good, sir. How are you?
Scott, I heard you mention prayer several times, and you're spot on. In addition to prayer, there's another PR word that we need to implement nationwide, and it's called profiling. Not racial profiling. Not cultural profiling. Profiling on one's mental status based on what the professionals that are trained to do this can dig up in their social media networks and their schools and hearsay. You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing some of these human rights groups complain about profiling. Listen up, people. Profiling works. When it's done properly, it works.
And there's technology now that does a lot of the work. So the human bias, if you will, doesn't even have to enter into it. Yeah, I saw an interesting interview she said Secret Service, but they had a different name. I'm trying to find it here. Her name is Dr. Lena Alathari, National Threat Assessment Center, which I believe is an arm of the Secret Service. And she was on Fox News this morning, right before the president spoke, talking about the tools that they have to do this. And last night on Fox, I mentioned earlier, a woman by the name of Maureen O'Connell, we're trying to track down for an interview this week, too, talked about artificial intelligence doing the profiling you're talking about, Michael. We have the tools, no doubt about it. Appreciate your call, and thanks for listening very much. Marty in Stuartsdale, got a half a minute for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this whole thing has to do with mental illness. Now, I am a hardcore conservative, Trump supporter, and I am fed up so much with our government, and I own guns. But I can tell you, Scott, I have never once in my entire life thought about doing a mass shooting or any kind of shooting of human beings. These people are mentally deranged. You can tell just by their agendas and just by the looks they have on their faces. They're not normal people.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's evil. I mean, that's why I say it's a crisis of the heart, but there's mental health issues there as well. And you're right. Absolutely right. So let's focus on that and stopping that. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The folks that know spray application, the parts, whatever you need, the chances are they have it. 50,000 parts. 50,000 parts in High Plains Apache locations in Mandan and Fargo, just south of Fargo, actually in Frontier. That's incredible. They also can get you the part. But more than anything, you walk in there, these people know spray application. It's their game. They live, breathe, sleep it. So that's who you want to deal with when you're dealing with a breakdown or particular situation you're trying to fix. They can do it. High Plains Apache, Mandan, Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com. Here's the president from earlier today.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he did very well today. President laying out a number of scenarios of, you know, catching warning signs on social media, stopping the glorification of violence, reforming the mental health catches. Red flag law, one example, saying basically someone in a state like these shooters need to be flagged. Also asking the Department of Justice to propose legislation on all of this. We can and will stop the evil contagion. Open wounds cannot heal. He's saying, hey, let's do this in a bipartisan way. Work together. The internet is radicalizing the disturbed mind. It's a crisis of the heart, folks. That's what it is. A lot of texts that I've not gotten to today because we've been busy on the phones, which we always appreciate and certainly always give priority to. So let me go through a few of these. I'm never going to get to all of them in the time we have left, but some of the comments. Good morning, Scott. Why didn't Trump call both shooting an act of terrorism?
I don't know.
Another, maybe Trump needs to specify that instead of everyone saying that he is instilling violence, he should say that they need to stop saying they want to kill the president and all the other things the Democrats say and the celebrities say. He should call them out on their hatred. I think it's a better tone for the president today to set the tone, if you will, and see how quick they are to not follow it. One thing that you can take to the bank about this president, he is not ever going to let attacks on him publicly sit and look the other way. It's just not how Trump is wired. But they've got a good reason to back off here. Good morning, Scott. Maybe the left-wing media would stop preaching doom and gloom and more positive aspects to life, and maybe less of this would happen. Scott, please quit using the term white nationalist. The left is trying to replace the term supremacist with nationalist. There's nothing wrong with a nationalist. It just means loving your country. I agree with you. I agree with you. The president used it today, too, though. God bless President Trump for being the voice of calm, reason, and common sense, says another. Here we go again on gun control. A gun is a tool, same as a screwdriver or a hammer. Both are lethal when the user has the intent to do so. If the person used a bomb, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The problem is the person using the tool. It's not the tool's fault. I'll tell you who the tools are. Democratic candidates for president and gun grabbers. They're the tools in my mind because they will never stop at using tragedy to advance their cause. Cory Booker's a tool?
Oh, just listen to him. I mean,
Kevin is saying Cory Booker's a tool. Let me listen.
Are you kidding me? Listen to this.
I worry that we're having conversations that don't just focus on an understanding that we are all responsible to each other in this country. We have moral bonds and fabric of our country.
Wait for it.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. In my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country. And this harvest of hate, harvest of violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Tool!
Did he? Yeah, he's a tool. You're right. He passes the tool meter. Did you hear him say that we have moral bonds to each other? And, you know, and then he turns right around and says, but the president is causing all this.
Exactly.
Oh, you got a moral bond to each other, but not a guy you want to beat as president. I get it. Okay, I saw
it. Wait for it. There it is.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Red flag laws have already led to vindictive family members, such as bitter divorcees, to have police remove firearms from people. Blatant violation of Second Amendment rights. This would need to be addressed to my satisfaction in order for me to say red flag laws are a good idea. Scott, can the doctors actually tell anybody if they think their patient is at risk of doing this kind of stuff? Oh, I think so. The right professionals can. Absolutely. Another, almost every single one of these shootings have a common denominator. Most, if not all, of the shooters have been on or have been recently, in the past, prescribed with psychotropic medications, says Mac and Grand Forks. And you know what? I've heard that again and again. So there's another element of this. There's a lot of things that could be done if we want to get serious about getting to the bottom of it. And that would be one of them. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. You call, they go. You need wireline? Dickinson or Williston. GoWireline.com. Great place to work, too. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in for me tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. I'll be back Wednesday. Thanks for listening.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.